Yep. I seem to be back, I think. I should be back. What the hell is happening here? Well, I think I'm back. I think I'm back. But I don't quite like this setup. What is going on here? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Adjozie. Happy New Year to you all. I'm just taking everything in my stride. I'm on a different platform. I don't know why I signed up to this platform, but it's not not going so well at the moment. What is happening here? I can see myself on Instagram, so Instagram seems to be live. I can't blame it on the Mercury retrograde because there isn't no Mercury retrograde, is there? Let's face it. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show with myself, Israel Adjozie. Am I live? Can you see me? Shout outs to Mason over there in New York. Mercury playing tricks today. I don't know. Hello. Yes. Now, yeah, look right. Okay, fresh as a daisy. Me looking fresh as a daisy. Are you sure? I don't know. So let's see what. I don't know. See, this is what happens with these new platforms, you see. Instead of them to, I'm just going to go back to my old one. You're no good. Yeah? You don't say, you're not doing what it says on the tin, so to speak. So why? Why should I be with you? I'm having some technical issues here. If you're watching this on Instagram, I believe you should be able to see me. However, those of you who are watching on YouTube may not be seeing absolutely nothing. Why? I have no idea whatsoever. So, what is happening here? But people can link also from the Riverside connection, although I haven't put that link up in the chat. But people can link up there as well. Happy New Year to you all. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge show, Lunar Lounge podcast. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm just trying to see here if it doesn't. Okay, it looks like I'm up and running on the YouTube now. Okay, I like that. Please keep your questions, keep your comments coming. Let's keep an eye out on that one. But I don't quite like the setup on the Instagram. I don't like it. It sort of like makes my fit. I mean, I've got a big face, but it makes my face look even bigger. Okay, no worries. I'll take it. Outer Shell Alchemy, welcome. Uranus rules internet and those waves of communication and still in retrograde. So let's blame Uranus for the quirks. Well, yeah, okay. I suppose Uranus can do it, but it's really Mercury's territory. But Happy New Year. Thank you to you all, those of you here on the Instagram, and those of you on the YouTube. I take it will come through, but I don't quite like the. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just now. I will see how it goes over the course of the next couple of weeks. And we can we can take it from there. Okay, what's going on here? I'll be bringing up the chart of the moment shortly. Competition time. You know how we do also later on in the show, tarot card of the week. So yep, I'll be coming up with the tarot card of the week, and let's see what is going to be the first tarot card of the week of the year. Right here at the Lunar Land Show. Competition time. We don't have a winner. I repeat, we do not have a winner. But I'll be posing another question, I guess. I guess. Got no choice. Let me see. I'm just getting used to this new platform. You see, this is one of the you see, I've got Moon in Taurus. When you got Moon in Taurus, just stick to what you know. If it hasn't Well, as they say, if it hasn't broken, don't fix it. But I suppose there was an element of brokenness, but not totally. But anyway, it is what it is. Mercury just entered Capricorn, of course. yeah, I suppose we could utilize that. We could blame that on Mr. Mercury, but I don't think it's that. I just think it's just me. Haven't got used to this technology. Well, it could be the platform. It could well just be the platform. Anywho, 2025, welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. I have promised that this year that I am going to be, just switching it up a bit, bringing in something new, yeah? I mean, today may just go along that line, but it is what it is. So keep the comments coming. That should be good. What else did I want to say? What is in the news? What is happening today? What are the wildfires in California? What is going on? What is going on? You know what that is, don't you? That's the Mars Pluto, isn't it? Well, we'll get into that when I bring up the chart of the moment. I did say we will start off the year with a bit of a bang, yeah, because of the Mars Pluto opposition. So I did say we will start off with a bang, and sure enough, we did get that. We got a few explosions, didn't we? Terrorist threats, all this kind of nonsense and stuff like that. Yeah, it is what it is. What else is going? I mean, the usual stuff is going on. I think we're all waiting for America to swear in their next president. See, you know, if they allow him to make it to the podium. Are they going to allow him? Are you going to allow him, you Americans? Are you going to allow Mr. Trump to get sworn in? Because the way it's going, I'll tell you, especially with that Mars-Pluto opposition, not wishing anything on him, and I'm not making any predictions either. However, I am feeling something in the air. That's what I'm feeling. So it's a lot. The nodes are changing signs. I'm actually doing a talk about that this Saturday. So we've got the nodes switching, depending whether you use, you know, mean node or, you know, true node. But they're going to be shifting signs. They're going to be moving into the Virgo Pisces axis. So that's going to be going on as well. I'll be talking about that. I promised this year not to bite anyone, Mason says. Okay, so that's part of your year's resolution, New Year's resolution. It's all good. Swear in with shackles. It's a mixed bag. Yeah. I guess it is a mixed bag. It is what it is. Listen, man, you got to take the rough and the smooth. That's how it goes. Listen, Mr. Man, I've got my cat here running around here like it's no one's business. And opening my door. Opening me out to, you know, to the cold weather. Not going to be having it. Shout out to Michelle. How you doing? PB. Who's PB? Okay, welcome to the show. It just says PB. I know Michelle because I know that picture. Well, Mars burning up America specifically. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. It does seem like the Mars opposite. He's gone back into Cancer now, hasn't he? I should dump it, but he's still, I think it's, again, the opposition. It probably got triggered actually before he went into Cancer, when he was still in the fire sign, in the Leo. So that probably gave him a bit of a, you know, heads up. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. What else? What else did I want to discuss? 2025. I did a talk on the 2025 a few weeks ago. Also, we got the Year of the Snake coming up. End of this month with the new moon in Aquarius. So, yeah, I'll be talking about that. What else? What else has been happening? How was your new year? How is the weather where you guys are right now? Wherever it is that you are, how is the weather? What, you know, let me know. I can actually type here all as well. I can type here too and let people know what's going on as well. I can join in the conversation. Yeah, it's a little bit slow. Don't know if that's my computer or we could blame Uranus again, I guess. Yes, he will be back. Mars will be back into Leo. It's going to be, take a while. But yeah, he is going back there, that's for sure. So yeah, we need to watch out for that. I've got my cat driving me nuts. I don't know why you're deciding to drive me nuts today, of all days. But I'll allow you, since I'm on the podcast. He's one of these cats. He wants the door to stay open all the time. It's like we can't have that in the winter. Sorry, you've got fur. We haven't. Cat's for you, isn't it? Normally it's in the other room where it doesn't bother me. But yeah. Anywho, let's bring up the chart for the meantime and let's have a look at what's going on and any other conference. Screen. Let me mess about with my little bits and bobs. And here we go. Here we go. We got the moon in Taurus. Moon in Taurus, people. I'm going to be having a lunar return. Pretty soon. This is the bit I don't like. So I will be switching back to the other platform. Well, okay, it's not too bad. But then again, it is. I can see there on the Instagram, you guys, you kind of see me at the bottom, but you don't see the full chart, do you? Let me see if I made it smaller. How about that? Let's see if I can enlarge it a bit. How would that work? Does that work for you, maybe? Let's have a look. Like that. Oh, no, it doesn't work, does it? Oh, that, no, this is not going to work. Oh, no, I'm changing platforms. I'm not having this. No way. Your format is rubbish. See, the other way, they could see my... Okay, all right. I've learnt my lesson. Dear me. Well... Hey, I don't know. Nah, it's not working. Let's just go back to the you guys on the Instagram won't be able to see the chart. How are you guys on YouTube seeing it? That's what something I would like to know. You see, a bit of a testing ground here, people. I do apologize for this. But let's see what you guys on the YouTube are witnessing. I think that would be interesting. How are you guys seeing it? Are you guys seeing the okay. So you guys are seeing okay. Good day, Mary. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So you guys on YouTube are seeing it in a very funny way. I need to sort this out. I really need to sort that out. So you sort of like see me at the bottom a little bit, but then you can see the chart at the top. But I think they're trying to present that same way also on Instagram as well, but it's not quite working. They don't quite see the full chart. Okay. Do bear with me. Apologies for that. Anyway. It is what it is. Moon is in Taurus, though, however. It probably explains why I've been eating like no one's business. Yeah, I've been getting a bit of a, if you want to say, sweet tooth or... No, not so much sweet tooth. I'm just being greedy. So it is what it is. Shout-outs to Patricia. On this app, it's fine. I can enlarge the charts with you at the bottom. You see, that's the thing. So I think, right, so I'm getting what's happening here. I sense that they want people to use the app, to get them to the app. But if that's the case, why allow people to connect via YouTube or Instagram or any other social media platform for that matter? I don't know. Okay, it is what it is. All right. Well, I think YouTube, you guys are okay. Obviously, from the app, as Patricia has let us know. Welcome, Patricia. Happy New Year to you. Has let us know it's fine, which makes sense. But for those people on Instagram, they may not necessarily see the, the picture as good. It's almost like they've got half a chart. Yeah, it's almost like they've got half a chart. So, yeah, it is what it is. Okay, all right, cool. Let's go to the chart. What we got? Okay, what is happening? Venus is in Pisces. We like that, don't we? Nice, romantic times. What aspects is she making? Well, she's not making any aspects at the moment. She is going to square Jupiter perhaps soon. We'll look at that. She'll also conjunct Saturn also as well. So let's see what's happening here for the month of January. Okay, what is coming up? Mercury's just moved into Capricorn. That was mentioned earlier on by someone in the chat. Was it BP who mentioned that? I'm not too sure. Do forgive me. Mercury has entered the sign of Capricorn. So, yeah, structural thinking, isn't it? You know, speaking in a more earthly, down-to-earth way. Is he making any aspects? No, just finished with a square with Neptune, actually. Do you know what? It's probably that. If I'm going to blame anything, it's probably going to be because it's still kind of, although Mercury's separating, it's that, there's a square aspect still going on there. You know, there's still a bit square in the heavens. So, yeah, maybe that's what's maybe making everything fuzzy. I'm going to give this platform maybe another go after this. And that's it. That's your lot if you don't buckle up. I want to know what the recording's going to come like. Yeah, that'll be one. Do you know what? I think I might be switching back to the other one. Because with this one, it's like, no. No can do. It's, no. I'm not having that. Okay, let's go. What else have we got? Mars. The Mars-Pluto opposition is still kind of in effect, but Mars has moved back, retrograding back into, has retrograded back into Cancer. But the opposition is still there. Intensity is still there. We're still seeing that, aren't we? In things that are happening. Shout outs to Yvette. Happy birthday! All the way from JA, from Jamaica. You see, I think people like to rub it in our faces when they're having a good time. Or they're in a nice place. But it's all good, of course. You're entitled. You well deserved. Let me take a bit of water. Very well deserved. So, yeah. Great stuff. Welcome, Faye. Hope you are well as well. Just tuned in all the way from Jamaica. What time is it over there? It's probably early morning, isn't it? And it's 6 or 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, you know. 8 o'clock, something like that. Well, at least, what, five hours? It's 5 hours difference now, I think. 5, 6 hours. But tuning in from Jamaica. Why not? Of course. It's well deserved. Happy birthday, happy birthday. So shout outs to Yvette, as it's her birthday today. Shout out to Ify. How you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Sorry about how things are looking. Don't worry. We're going to be going back to our old format. Thank you very much. I don't like this one. Plus, there's just too much fiddling and... This one can't work, man. Not working with this one, I tell you. Thought I was onto something better here. No good. No good. Absolutely no good. Anyway, let's get back to the chart. What else is happening? Is there any exact aspects at the moment? No, there are not. Not really. No, nothing. Nothing happening really. The sun is trining Uranus. The sun is beginning to trine Uranus. Okay? So, of course, Uranus is moving retrograde. So it's a really applying here. So we've got Sun Uranus, okay, trine. That's very, very good. I like that. I will take that. So Sun Uranus, it's about being different. It's about a breath of fresh air. It's about being experimental. It's about tapping into new ideas, new ways. I think that's really good for a beginning of the year. We can really, that is an energy, a spirit that we can definitely get into, right? Sun, trine, Uranus. So that's happening right now, but there's a build-up over the course of the next 5 days, which we will be looking at now as I'm going to be moving the clock forward. So, we see the build-up, we see the build-up, we see the build-up. What else have we got? So we're going to have Sun coming to Uranus. I'm just keeping my eye out on the... Yeah. Okay, so the Sun Uranus is going to be exact on the 13th. 12th, 13th of January, we're going to have an exact trine with Sun Uranus. So that's when it's going to be at its high. Now it's a trine. Trines are more, nicer aspects. They bring in a nice flow of energy. But we do know that Uranus can be quite erratic and quite unusual and quite unpredictable and quite, spontaneous. So we can experience quite a lot of spontaneous activity from now until the 13th of January. 12th, 13th is when it's going to be at its peak. So watch out for that. Because it's also the Sun as well. So it may also, we may hear something also about maybe, government officials or people in power. I mean, Trump's already started, isn't it? This is a Trump kind of thing. He's Sun Uranus, isn't he? He's born with Sun Uranus. So now these planets are going to be coming in. I bet you we're going to be hearing lots of stuff even before he's sworn. When is he going to get sworn in? On the 20th? I bet you we're going to be hearing lots of stuff happening on that 13th of January in regards to Donald Trump, because this is his kind of configuration. He has this configuration in his birth chart. So we're going to be seeing lots of that. So watch out for that. But it's a great time to be innovative, a great time to be creative, tap into your genius side, try to do something new, try to do something different, try to be spontaneous, try to come out of your comfort zone. Again, Sun, trine, Uranus, it can be really excellent for that. It can be really good for that creativity from that. And so that's what that's going to be about. So that's from now until the next 4 or 5 days until the 13th. On the 13th is when it's going to peak. And then as that is happening, we could say also as well from about the 10th, 11th of January, Venus is going to start to square Jupiter, but kind of at the same time conjuncting Saturn. That's going to be a little bit of a difficult one. There's sort of like a bit of expansion contraction, but the expansion comes first. So on the, even earlier, may I say, sort of like on the 13th, 14th, we're going to have Venus square Jupiter, right? We're going to have Venus square Jupiter. Now, normally with the Venus Jupiter, there can be a lot of indulgence. There can be a lot of expansion. There can be, in terms of enjoyment, pleasurable activities, hedonistic activities. Hey, Yvette, are you still going to be in Jamaica then? That'll be a good one. For those of you in the likes of Jamaica, I don't know why I'm picking on those folks in Jamaica, but that can be really good. Oh, somebody's asking here, when's the best time to buy a car? Well, let's have a look at that. Let's have a look at that. I'll see. Who is that? Is that, how do I pronounce that? Sea of Clay. Okay, I gotcha. Sea of Clay. Welcome to the show, Sea of Clay. When is the best time to buy a car? All right, well, we'll have a look at that at Sea of Clay. Yeah, for those of you, yes, we will be. Oh, Faye saying yes, we will be. So yeah, listen, lap it all up, man. Venus square Jupiter. So that's going to be on the 13th, 14th of January. We're going to have an exact square of Venus Jupiter. Right? On the 14th, actually, on the 14th of January, we're going to have an exact Venus Jupiter square. So, like I said, with these two planets, it's about expansion of pleasure, right? Jupiter's expansion, Venus's pleasure, expansion of pleasure, expansion of indulgence, spending money, having a good time. But let's not forget that Saturn's not too far away as well. So there is, it's almost like there's going to be a high and then a low. So be mindful with the high. There's also a reception there as well, because obviously Venus is in Pisces, which is the sign ruled by Jupiter. So that gives a reception. So that's good. Again, there's a mutual connection there on some level. So it's actually a nice kind of energy, even though it's a square. So do be careful, because with squares, they can be like a forced kind of energy, a forced effort. So you want to be mindful about that one over the course of that week. But it's going to peak on the 14th. So there's going to be a build-up from the 9th, 10th of January coming up to the 14th. The 14th is going to be the peak where we have the Venus Jupiter. Okay? So there will be more than likely lots of people. What day does it land on? Well, it actually lands on a Tuesday. So, okay, it's not necessarily, but I suppose the weekend coming up to that, right? Because like I said, the build-up is going to be from the 10th, from the 10th, 11th of January. So, the build-up over this weekend coming up, actually, isn't it, really? Because Saturday is the 11th, right? Sunday is the 12th. It's fair to say we're going to be having Venus. So this weekend coming looks like it might be a bit of a blast. So for those of you in JA, but not just anybody in JA, it's for all of you guys anywhere. It will be a time where things are likely going to work. They're going to increase in some kind of way, shape or form. So yeah, do watch out for that one. Looks good. Lots of partying, but try not to, again, with Venus Jupiter, you can go over the top so that you drink too much or you eat too much or you indulge in too much fun, you can say hedonistic activities. It can be that. So do be mindful with that one in terms of what you're doing there. But yeah, do enjoy it, that's for sure. But shortly, as soon as that finishes, so 14th of January is going to be the peak, right? 14th of January. And just before I continue there, about the Venus aspects that are going to be happening, on the 13th of January, we're going to have a full moon. It's that time of the year for the full moon. Full moon in the sign of Cancer, right? So we're going to be having a full moon. Full moon, it's going to be the first full moon of the year. Full moon is a time when things are coming to a peak, right? We're going to be having a full moon. Things, this is going to be a good full moon. I mean, the moon is going to be in her own rulership. She's dignified, right? So it's a great full moon. I like that. Let's take that one all on. So that's going to be a great, wonderful full moon there that we're having in Cancer also as well. Great to really connect with our sense of belonging and, our tribe. It can be tribal, can't it? Moon in Cancer can be very, very tribal, but, it's a sensitive moon. Nevertheless, it's a time to feel, perhaps there's people generally are going to be feeling very sensitive with this particular full moon. And it's the first one of the year also as well. So, I think that's really good. It's starting off us with a bang in a sense with that first full moon of the year being in Cancer. So yeah, okay. We shall take that one on board. We like it. Of course we do. So that's going to be on the, that's going to be on the 13th. So on the 13th, and again, on that 13th, that's quite interesting. And guess what? The 13th is actually a Monday. What planet rules the Monday? It's the moon. Oh God, that's really going to be a big one. Yeah, I'm going to be kept busy this weekend, that's for sure. Full moons are like, I'm telling you, I tell people, my phone literally goes nuts every full moon. Like 1 or 2 days before the full moon, 1 or 2 days after the full moon, and including the full moon, like for a period of about like 4 or 5 days, my phone goes absolutely bazonk. It goes crazy. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Sally wants to know what, either they want to know what's going on, or they want a reading. And then, you know, a lot of anxiety, you know, the full moon brings up a lot of anxiety because remember, the full moon is bringing up lots of unconscious stuff. So, yeah. Also, Faye saying we're leaving on the Friday, arriving back on the 14th. Okay, yeah, but, well, even like I said, it's going to be there. The Venus Jupiter is there from the 10th, really, you know, 2 days' time. So, this Friday. It's going to be there. So Friday, you're in. So yeah, no worries there. Sea of Clay, don't worry. We'll be keeping an eye out on Mercury and let's see when's a good time to buy a car. I think I see one coming up. Okay, so full moon in Cancer. Okay, on the 13th. Energize your crystals, guys. Get your crystals. Get your cellulite, get your, you know, whatever crystals that you have, get it and energize it. It's absolutely wonderful, adorable time to, yeah, energize your crystals. I normally energize them about 3 days before, so the full moon's going to be on the 13th, and especially with this full moon, I would strongly advise that you definitely energize. I got a crystal that somebody got for me from Turkey. Actually, I've got to show it to you guys. You've got to see this. I'm knocking down camera and everything. I think I have shown it off before to you guys. It's kind of like a bit like a rock, but it opens up really. Oh, look at that. I mean, absolutely stunning. Well, I'm definitely going to be energizing this one. I've had this one for, about maybe 4 months or so. Somebody bought it for me from Turkey. Wonderful, beautiful, absolutely stunning. But I want to energize this one. I've been saving it. I haven't energized it. It's just been sitting there. But I'm going to be energizing it for this full moon. This is a great full moon to energize your crystals, people. So you really want to be getting into that one, right? So round about the 10th, which is this Friday, you know, or the 11th, you know, you can, you know, plant them in some soil. If you haven't got a garden, get some plant pots, put your crystals inside, and and then on the day of the full moon, uproot it, take it out, but uproot it, sounds nice, isn't it? Sounds like a farmer's word, uproot it, and wash it off, and then put it in a bowl or a see-through, a jar with sea salt. Now, when I say sea salt, I mean real sea salt, not that some of that table salt crap, which some of you may be having in your, you know, you want some real sea salt, like coarse sea salt, Himalayan sea salt. Put that, sprinkle a little bit of that in the water, put these crystals in and try to put it somewhere where the moonlight can hit it. I was going to say sunlight there, but where the moonlight at night on that full moon can hit it, yeah? Even if it's cloudy, it doesn't matter. The energies are still coming through. So, yeah, this is a real good full moon to energize your crystals, and you visualize what you want them to do. Get your crystals energized with this full moon. So that's going to be on the 13th of January, people. Mark the date down. Do Not Miss. Faye said, yes, definite defo in, can't see it. What can't you see? You couldn't see the crystal. You couldn't see the crystal. Of course you could. Can't you see it there? Yeah. I think the image is a little bit small. So I'm going back to the other platform where you guys could see me properly. You can see me properly here. But yeah, I'm sure it's about this. Oh, I don't know. It is what it is. But yeah, that's the crystal right there. So yeah, can't you see it? See inside the crystal? It's quite beautiful. Let me take it close to the camera. See it there? Yeah, look at that, man. Beautiful, beautiful. Inside. There we go. And yeah, that is the crystal. Beautiful crystal. So I'm going to be energizing that on the full moon, this particular full moon coming up. Great time. So full moon we got on the 13th, okay? So we've got the full moon on the 13th. What else? Then Venus on the 14th squares Jupiter exact on the 14th, day after. And then on the 15th, she starts to make her way towards Saturn. She's already in the realms of Saturn. It's under, you know, she's 3 degrees away. So she's in the country. So what we're going to have is we're going to have a bit of a high this weekend. This weekend coming up, we're going to have a high. And then by Tuesday, it's going to start to dip. what's going to happen here? I spoke about the trine with Sun and Uranus. I'm just trying to keep an eye out on all these aspects here that are happening. So Venus starts moving closer to Saturn, and that she's going to be exactly conjunct Saturn on the 18th, 19th of January. On the 18th, 19th of January, there's going to be a Venus-Saturn conjunction. Now, Venus-Saturn conjunction. Now, so that's going to be the following week. So this weekend, we've got a Venus-Jupiter square. And by the following weekend, we're going to have a Venus-Saturn conjunction. So we're going from up, we're going from expansion to contraction. That's what's going to be happening through that. So what's going to happen is we're likely going to be spending lots of money, having lots of fun. We may overextend ourselves. I'm sure some of us will, especially for those of us perhaps maybe ruled by Venus, you know, you Taurus people, Libra rising, Taurus rising, Pisces rising, you know, you're likely gonna wanna do something big, you know. So just be mindful, because again, it's a square. So you don't want to sort of like overdo it. You don't want it, because the square does have a bit of a, it's got a Martian nature to it. So it's going to be a bit aggressive. Yeah. So do watch out for that. But then by the following weekend, we're going to have Venus Saturn. And that's going to contract, and that's going to bring it down. So the following weekend, we're going to be like, oh, we haven't got no money. You know what happens? You ever used to, I used to have a job when I was young. I used to work in a cinema and used to pay monthly. I hate monthly payments, man. I'm not down with it, man. Give me a weekly any day. I'd rather take less money and be paid weekly than be paid more money and get paid monthly. I'm telling you, seriously. I know it sounds thing. Yep, I'm that way inclined. I'm not the best with money anyway. Hence why I'm not rich yet. I will be rich. I speak that out into the cosmos. I will be rich. I will be given my cosmic fortune, which is billions. I will be. Needless to say, I probably will give lots of it away, but I don't mind that. But I will be rich. Anyhow, just going back there, I used to work in the cinema and I'd get paid end of the month. And for the first week or two, I will be flossing. I've got everything. I'm living the high life. And then it was always the same. Every month it was like that last week would get me. Like the third week, I started to go into that struggling mode. And then that last week, I'm like, oh my God, when's payday? When's payday? It's like, oh my God, it was crazy. But yeah, give me a week. Give me a week. Weekly, I like it. I like it. I just found that even if I get less money, but I'm getting weekly, it will go a long way. I manage it a lot better. I don't know. So yeah, it is what it is. Russia, how you doing? Need you. Okay. Yes. Yes. I saw your text. I know I've been mad busy. I tell people December, January, leave me alone. I'm not going to complain. It's 2025. You know, keep it coming. But yeah, I've just been overwhelmed with a lot of work and still playing catch up, but it is what it is. I have got you, Russia. Don't worry. You shall be hearing from me soon. So, like I said, we're going to get a high this weekend. We're going to get a high dosage, high pleasure, lots of fun. And then the following week, it's going to go, whoop. We're going to get the Venus, Saturn, and it's going to be contraction again. It's going to be about money management. It's going to be about, really focusing on our values, taking our values very seriously, having to be more calculated with our money. Yes, that's what it's going to be the following week. And also our relationships also as well. We've got a Saturn Venus. Yeah, it can be hard to love with a Saturn Venus. Let's put it that way. So that will be the following week. That will be the 18th. So that will be the 18th of January. We can be looking forward to, the 18th of January is when the Venus Saturn is going to be exact. So let's watch out for that. So we're going to have the high this weekend, and then it's going to dip again with the low. What else are we having here? Right. Somebody asked a good time to buy a car. Who was it? Sea of Clay, wasn't it not? Sea of Clay, are you still there? Let me know. Do not let me waste my time on my podcast trying to find out when is the best time to buy a car. I should be charging you for this. I repeat, I should be charging you for this. Saying electional section. People are paying me £50 for this kind of question. But one moment, one day when I do see that is quite good for buying a car. But then again, the moon's waning. It's waning. Okay, but it's still a good day to perhaps. Okay, well, there's a trine there, so let me see. What about this day? This day might be better. Yes, actually. So the 17th. The 17th of January can be a good day to buy a car. You've got Mercury sextiling Venus. And sextiling Saturn, which is the main thing. So you've got, and it's an applying one. Plus the moon is in Virgo, trining Mercury. Excellent time to buy a car. 17th of January. It lands on a Friday. Not this Friday coming, the following Friday. That would be an excellent time to buy a car. I'm just trying to see if there's any other one. I don't think there is. I don't think Mercury's really making any aspects like that. Mercury's going direct now also as well. Yeah, 17th of January. If we're talking about this month, there's probably others in February, but I'm not looking at February right now. That one, you'd have to definitely book a consultation. But if you're talking for this month, Sea of Clay, definitely the 17th of January is a good time, is a good day to go and buy a vehicle. I would definitely take that day 100%. The Mercury, planet Mercury, it rules cars, vehicles, mobility, sextiling Venus, an exalted Venus also as well, an exalted Venus, and also sextiling Saturn. And there's a reception there also as well, because Saturn will receive Mercury, because Mercury is in the sign that belongs to Saturn. Very good. And there's also a trine from the moon in Virgo, in Mercury sign. Excelente. Yeah? So, yeah, that would be a good day to buy a car. That would be for this month. But there's probably other ones. Or, yeah, maybe when Mercury goes into Aquarius, there could be other ones there also as well. But that would be in February. So 17th. Okay, then what do I want to talk about? On the 20th of January. On the 20th of January, the sun is going to move into Aquarius. The sun is going to move into Aquarius and it's going to conjunct Pluto. And this is going to be the day Mr. Donald Trump gets sworn into office. Shout out to Angela. Hey. Angela's saying YouTube's not working. Is that true? YouTube is working. People are saying it's working. Yeah, I'm going to be going back to my old platform, you know. This ain't working, man. I don't like the setup that the image that it's bringing up also on the Instagram. It doesn't look so great. You can't see the whole chart. It's almost like you can see three quarters of it, but not the whole chart. But Angela, it is working. YouTube is working. As far as I am aware, yep, Sea of Clay has just answered, yep, Faye saying it's fine. So it is, she's saying my screen. Yeah, you know what? She has got a point. Because earlier on when I was looking at it as well, it was blank. It was blank. There's something about, I don't know. I'm going back to my old platform, man. Nah, stick to what I know. So that, I ain't having this. I ain't paying for this kind of service. And these people are charging big money, you know. Listen, man. You see, running a podcast ain't easy. Yeah, I think maybe you might have to refresh it or something. But yeah, people are on. I'm seeing the YouTube right now, and it looks okay. People are texting me that it's fine. So yeah, but you always have options. Like I say, I'm streaming from. I'm live on Instagram. Live on Instagram, live on LinkedIn, live on YouTube. I'm going to be going back to my other platform, man. Cause this one, nah. So 20th of January, the day Mr. Donald Trump gets sworn in, if they let him, of course they're going to let him. I'm telling you, man. People are out for that guy. They're out for him. Anyhow, that's the day he's going to get sworn in. It's going to be quite interesting, isn't it? He gets sworn in when the sun is conjunct Pluto. That should tell you something. Mr. Donald Trump's next 4 years, you're going to see some power. Believe you me. You are going to see some power. Mark my word. A lot is going to be uprooted because we're going to be having a Sun-Pluto conjunction on the day of his inauguration. Venus and Saturn are still going to be conjunct, but Venus will be separating. Jupiter still retrograde, not much happening. And Mercury is coming up to a trine to Uranus, which will be a few days after that, after the 20th. But I'm gonna leave it here with that one. Mercury is also going to be opposing Mars. I will speak more about that next week on next week's show. We can get more into that. So that's the astrology for January for now, over the course of the next couple of weeks. And then next week, we can see what else is happening in the month of January. Happy New Year to you all. Okay, welcome, Angela Love. You seem to have logged in now. Coolio. So, what is happening here? I'm getting all this... you see? Getting all these pop-ups on my... You sure it's not you guys are making my thing run slow? You know what I mean? It is what it is. Okay. Let's go back here. Yeah, that is the astrology of today. So let's stop the sharing. Let's get back to me. Moi. Can you all see me now? And I don't like how my face looks on the Instagram. It looks very like, I mean, I've got a big head anyway, haven't I? It's just making it look bigger. It's like I've got to move back. You know what I mean? I don't want to scare people. I think I'm already scaring enough people as it is. People logging onto the Instagram and thinking, what? But it is what it is, man. I don't know. I'll fiddle around with this. I might use this once again, but if not, I'm going back to the old one. I think I've still got a month with them anyway, so let's see how that goes. What is it I was going to say? What time is it now? It's competition time, no? Competition time. Competition time. Okay. The last question which I asked we don't have a winner. And there's no point me leaving this question up because it's only like two question. It was what I said to you. It's a two answer, isn't it? It's either yay or nay kind of thing. There is no winner. You see, I don't get to do my drum roll, you know, which is a bit, you know, upsetting. Wanted to do my drum roll, but no drum roll this week. Not happening, man. Hold on a minute. Okay. Yeah. There should have been a little bit of that, but there ain't no drum roll this week, baby. It is what it is, though. So, the last question which I asked... Yeah, exactly. That's not taking place this week, unfortunately. This is a little feature which I like, actually, but it's not happening. Anyway, I asked the last question. Okay, I'm trying to think of it very, very quickly. I said, if the sun was at 17 degrees of Pisces... and Saturn was at 18 degrees of Cancer. I could have got the degrees the other way around, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Is Saturn Oriental or Occidental? Only two people actually participated. Maybe you forgot. I don't know. But the answer was Occidental. You don't know your astrology. And one of these people who tried to answer that question is one of my students. I ain't going to name your name. I ain't going to blow you out like that. But hey, bonjour, Martina. Welcome. Yes, I do need some light. You're absolutely correct. That's also another thing that this platform is not doing so well. It's not giving me light. I need some light. Don't you worry. Next week, you are going to see me in full light. Because I've got all my lights on, but you know, it's we like a bit of the dark, don't we? Anyway, of course we do. So that was the question. The question was, if the sun was at 17 degrees of Pisces and Saturn was at 18 degrees of Cancer, is Saturn Oriental or Occidental? Both people who participated said Oriental. No. Saturn is Occidental because it means he's rising behind people, man. Astronomy. God. Some of you guys need to come back to class. I'm telling you. Don't know what you're missing. Okay, so what is this week's question? I did have it someplace. I'm going to try to find it. Let me see if I can find it. Where was it? I did have it. I wrote it down somewhere. God, where did I put it? I know I put it. wasn't it something to do with? God. Okay. Yes. Okay, people. Here is the question for this week. Now, I ask a question. And it's the first person who answers me next week, Wednesday at midnight UK time. So do adjust your clocks. It's the first person who emails me next week, Wednesday at midnight, right? So that is, I should be putting in, okay. You see, again, another platform. Let me put it in. I will be, bear with me a moment. I'm just trying to get the email up. there we go. Hopefully I've put it up. It should come up on your screens now. There we go. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. That is where you send the answer to. Why has it disappeared? Bear with me, guys. Yeah, take you off, man. See, all this fiddling. This is what happens when you go with a new platform, you see? Please, will you come back again? No, I don't want... Oh, God. It just comes and then it disappears again. Well, God, yeah, whatever. So that's where you send the answer to. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. Yeah, so it's there now. Doesn't have to keep disappearing. Okay, so yeah, the Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com is where you send it to. The Lunar Lounge Podcast at gmail.com. The question this week is, what house rules fear and the anguish of mind? Yeah? Fear and anguish of mind. What house in astrology rules fear and anguish of mind? First person who inboxes me next week, Wednesday, from midnight, GMT time, so adjust the clocks to your time, will be the winner of £30. £30, 30 squiller. Yeah, I need some light, man. You're right, Martina. I do need some light. Yeah? What house rules fear and anguish of the mind in astrology? Right, £30 up. That's competition for next week. And what else are we on to? Yeah, we are on. It's this time of the week, isn't it? It's the tarot card of the week, baby. We got it. Why is it that I don't like this platform? I don't know. It's not that I don't like it. It's got some stuff on it that's like really good, you know. But I don't know. It's just funny stuff. I don't know. Funny stuff, man. Okay. Right. So I'm just shuffling the cards here. First card of the year. For the tarot card of the week, let's see what we're going to be getting. You know, let's see what it's going to be. Drum roll, please. And the card is... Whoa! Hey! Yeah, we'll take a little bit of that, won't we? It's the death card, baby. Talk about drum roll. That card deserves a drum roll. So, What is it about? Beginning of the year, 2025. First card of the year. 2025 adds up to the number 9. Number 9 is about endings. It's the highest number. And look what we get as the first card of the year. It's the death. It's the clearing of the old in with the new. So, over the course of the next week, we are clearing out. We are emptying. We are cutting off which is no longer serving us. That which deserves to be in 2024, which is gone with 2024, let bygones be bygones. Let's start afresh. Let's look for a renewal. Let's look for a transformation of life. That is what this card is about. It's about renewal. It's about transformation. It's about alchemy. It's about moving from any particular level to a higher level, whatever level you want to say it is. We're moving to that higher level. That is what this card essentially is about. I'm noticing that you guys on the Instagram are not necessarily getting that view. Okay, there we go. You can see it better like that, can't you? So that's what the death card essentially is about. It's really appropriate for this time of the year. And as a first card as well, I love this card. One of the best cards in the tarot deck. Cut it. Cut what needs to be cut. Needs to go, baby. Looking forward, upward and onwards. That's what it's about. Cut out the crap. Cut the crap. That's what that death card is about. Cut it. We're moving to somewhere bigger and better. So yeah, that's what that's all about. People, that is me. I'm going to play around with this platform. I may have it again next week. I'll see. Maybe one more. I'm a subscriber of giving something or someone a second chance, depending on how it is. I do quite like aspects of this. I do. I really do. But there's just some aspects of it that's like, what's happening here? Ain't working. So, yeah, let's see how that goes. I need to play around with it. I need to, you know, see thing. If it can work, then yes, so be it. But if not, people, we go back to that one that which we know that does work, that will be provided for us. People, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you all. Welcome. Hoping that this year brings you happiness, success, prosperity. You are tuned into the Lunar Lounge podcast with myself, Israella Josie. I'll be back next week, Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time. You know what it is. You know what it is when you hear that. People, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
My name's Israella Josie. People, have a safe week. I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Thank you.
The Haymakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Haymakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Haymakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Haymakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.